Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why This One Step Triggers Your Entrepreneur Journey. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's what I've observed after working with thousands of entrepreneurs. Most people dream of starting a business, but they never actually do it. And here's the thing. The difference between those who succeed and those who stay stuck isn't money, skills, or even connections. It's one simple decision that changes everything. The first truth about entrepreneurship is this: stop waiting for permission. Think about it. When you were a kid and wanted to build a fort, did you wait for someone to certify you as a fort builder? Of course not. You just started stacking pillows and blankets. But somewhere along the way, we started believing we need external validation to begin anything meaningful. Entrepreneurs don't wait for the perfect moment. They give themselves permission to start before they feel ready. What's the first step in becoming an entrepreneur? Deciding you already are one. This isn't just positive thinking, it's a fundamental mental shift that changes how you see opportunities and obstacles. Here's the second truth: start before you're qualified. Every successful entrepreneur began as an amateur. I know that might sound counterintuitive in a world obsessed with credentials, but your qualifications come from doing, not from preparing to do. The market will teach you faster than any course or book ever could. Take Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. She had no fashion experience, no business degree, no industry connections. She literally cut the feet off pantyhose with scissors at her kitchen table. Then she called manufacturers directly until someone said yes. She turned $5,000 into a $1 billion company by starting anyway. The third truth is about identity. Stop saying, "I want to be an entrepreneur someday." Start saying, "I am an entrepreneur today." This isn't just semantics. This identity shift drives different choices and behaviors. When you see yourself as an entrepreneur, you notice opportunities that were completely invisible before. Here's what I want you to do right now. Write down one business idea you've been postponing. Set a 48-hour deadline to take the first small action on it. Remember, entrepreneurs are made by doing, not by planning. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.